So yeah, I guess this one is going to be more informal. The main idea is to try to talk through the our current trademark and logo and policy for the trademark, and are we going to enforce it or not. There's been some discussions in the mailings in the past about this, but I think all the main stuff about the trademark part stuff. So it was kind of an attempt to try to jumpstart it again and do more stuff. Now, so I think the current status is that fortunately we don't have trademark policy right now, as far as I know. There's been discussion some, but when there was an SPI, I think it was in Oslo, when there was a meeting, we talked about trademark, and there was going to start a trademark meeting at SPI, but I think that eventually got only to the a draft that Benjamin McAfee has up there, available at his wiki. Fortunately, we chose the right logo to make the open logo, because otherwise we would have a lot of issues. That's the Catholic Press Shop. People just put up logos there and get people to buy mugs and t-shirts and all kinds of weird stuff, since our official logo, which shouldn't be there, and actually it was at the time, it has been there at some point in time, but it's been removed. I think we complained about that at some point in time. Fortunately, it's not very attractive. Most people go with the Dayton logo to get all the t-shirts and all this stuff. So if we don't know how the shop works, people don't actually produce anything. They just make the design, put it in the shop, and get the benefits of all the things that are being sold. If this had been our official logo, and with the current, the one we hold more close to, I don't believe we could, that's yours, right?
No.
No? Okay. I think this would be a very good example of not enforcing the trademark on ALO. Okay, but I mean, we're not very concerned about that, about this one especially.
So if it would have been this logo on a t-shirt, then it wouldn't be an example of the logo.
I mean, if that would, that logo is the one that we get put a more strict license on.
Yeah.
I believe both are trademarked, but people are not using that because they don't like that one. So people are using that one, which even if it's trademarked, we don't worry too much about. So we let people use it in all kinds of ways. But if that had been our official logo, it's a very good example of how not to enforce the trademark and how to get it looted and used. So, I mean, we wouldn't be, we probably are not, even if this one is trademarked, we probably will not be able to enforce it now in any way.
Right, it's still worth keeping the registration though, because having it as a registered trademark means that nobody else can trademark it and then use that against us.
Mm-hmm.
Which does happen, particularly in broken jurisdictions.
So, what can happen if we don't enforce our trademark? Well, that was the case. I was very well known. I don't know if this is the latest news or these changes, but Linus was unable to registered Linus trademark in Australia, right? I think this started first because there was a company trying to use the Linux trademark and trying to force it use.
I can give a summary of that.
Yeah, I can. Go ahead.
So there's a company called Linux. So there's an organisation called Linux Australia, based in New South Wales, which is a community group that does Linux Australia community stuff, organises Linux FAU, and so forth. A company in South Australia then decided to make their registered name be Linux Australia Proprietary Limited, which is fine for this. Different state to what Linux Australia Inc. is registered in. And then they decided to try and register the Linux trademark. The trademark office then contacted us to see if we wanted Linux Australia Inc. to see if we had any comments, and we objected to it and whatever. And after a few years, that eventually got rejected. At which point we tried to register Linux Australia and Linux as trademarks, and that didn't work because our paperwork was really dodgy at the time. And following that, we talked to all other
Linus?
Who runs the so what was the Linux Foundation before it was the Linux Foundation?
OSDL.
Yes. Yeah, so OSDL got into us to try and register the Linux trademark in Australia. And we got the paperwork slightly more correct by that point, but the trademark office basically said that at this point it's a generic term that we don't think that we'll need a lot more information for anyone to be able to register. So the trademark office has said no one can register it, so at that point we don't have the problem where someone else is going to register it and then use it against us. So.
Currently, the current status of the art trademark is that it's trademarked in the US, but not in some countries in Europe, but that's about it. So it's still, we're open to the views of people. So what kind of views? Right now, in the European Union, anybody could set up a mirror with a stadium and vote. That's not nice. And distribute contaminated version of Debian, and then that way, say you see Debian is corrupt, it doesn't work, or it's full of viruses, or it's corrupt, your computer is broken down, still using Arnie. That hasn't happened yet, unfortunately.
People seem to actually be doing that with Firefox, though. Because it's really well known on Windows, so they'll buy Google Ads or whatever with it and try to get them to download Firefox. It's not Firefox.
The second one actually happened. Derivative changed his name, or provided a name that was quasi Debian, and there was a lot of fuss in the private mailings about this. Nobody liked that because it was like saying, this is a trusted version, so what is Debian the other version? I'm trusted, so please change your name. He eventually changed the name to another name, it was Private Manatees at the time, and I think that's still a name. But we would not like actually people to use their name in some kind of compound thing that would kind of dilute our mark. Most of the derivatives have actually found a good name for them, so that was only one example, but could be more in the future. I think we handled that nicely, even though the developer didn't like it too much, but I think that went well. But right now people could sell software named Debian, or even including it on the distributions, on magazines, and say this is Debian distribution when it actually is not. So people will get confused when they try it out and say, oh, this is Debian. Oh, no, it's not. Or this is crap or whatever. So even if they're not trying to go against Debian with a contaminated version, they can still pick out something, say it's Debian, and that would confuse our user base. And for logo abuse, people could use the view. I think this has come up sometimes. People have taken the logo and used that because they find it nice and for other products. I don't remember the specific case now, but there was one, at least one case, it was logo was like maybe tilted 90 degrees or 180 degrees, and it was exactly the same logo with the same branding, and so because they like it very much. So at that time, eventually, we might have the issue of the Debian name getting polluted because of trademark abuse. So we're not very keen right now on enforcing this. Yes, go
ahead. I thought that within trademark law, there were sort of fields of endeavor or something like that.
Right.
So that if someone uses Debian for a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, that's right. The name they can use. I don't know about the logos. I don't know if the logos have a given field. I believe I'm not sure. I should have said these with also. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm not sure if the logos have a specific realm of use. I think they're not that specific for names. There's the different places you can use it, and we only have it registered in what is in trademark section. It's the section of 42, I believe, which is only software. It actually doesn't include educational stuff, so people could somebody could start up the Debian University, or maybe could give up Debian courses or something. It doesn't include software services, so people could start up a company named Debian, which provides Debian services related to the Debian, the software, without abusing the trademark.
Right.
But not specific to software. So I mean, if somebody started a company, or there are actually some companies I've seen with the data name in it. If it's not related to software, then I'll use the trademark. As long as it's some completely different field. As for the logo, I don't really know if that is limited to a given field, which I believe it is not, but I'm not a lawyer, so. But the logo trademark is slightly different.
Okay. Okay.
So. So this is that's why I said so software name David, not something else. It's something else named David. So one of the things that has come to a point, and there were a few years ago, and there's constantly more every time you look, is a lot of people registering Debian as a top-level domain for whatever country. So if you take a little bit, I try to dig a little bit on this, and you will get, it's very difficult to really know what they are affiliated to, but there are some that kind of relate to Debian. There may be some that even are registered to SPI, because even if it's a Debian developer that reset the domain and handed it off to the SPI, even if SPI doesn't know about it, but you know, in the view, who is information is listed as belonging to SPI. There are some that we don't know where they go. Actually, they don't resolve to anything. They're just registered by some guy, and we don't know what it's going to be used to. There's actually some commercial people that sell products that they call, even they might sell Debian CDs. We actually don't know if they're, you know, like vendors in our list or not. And there's obviously some cyber squatting over there. I think there's a lot of them. I've counted, and there were about 40 sites. I counted them today. I think there were about 40 sites, first level domains using Debian, which excluding Debian.org, obviously, but 30 different places, which is not too much, but I think there were about 300 of them registered already to Debian. Okay, so this wouldn't be much of an issue if it weren't for the novice people that will go maybe first to their top level domain to find Debian than to Debian.org. So right now we haven't had any issue of people getting mirrors trying to tell their Debian when they're not, but we could have that at any point in time, and we're not enforcing that. We're letting just people go. Actually, we're not able to enforce that because in most places, we actually don't have the trademark. So, I mean, people could register, I believe, Debian friends without any problem because we don't have the registered trademark over in France. They couldn't do that in Norway, I believe, and some other, in the UK, not even in the UK, but some other places they could because they have a registered trademark. So, we couldn't avoid that at any point. So, what's the status now of the trademark itself? Obviously, it's registered in the US. As for the European Union, I know of some registration of the name, some of which have been known to SPI. Even some organizations have asked for a license to SPI. I believe the Norwegian people from Skolinus asked for the license, even if they actually didn't need it, but they asked for a license to SPI, and that was on some council, on some board meeting, they were granted permission. But we don't right now have a UI trademark registration for all the different countries. So that means that there are some countries that have the trademark registered, but some do not, so we're not at all covered. And actually some companies might have started to register the trademark to abuse it, which in this case in Spain, actually it was when we dig that in, this case was a guy, we didn't know why he was trademarking Debian. It was known to us through, I don't remember which mean, but I think it jumped to the news. And we tried him to let go of the trademark, and he didn't want to. Actually, he ended up saying he was going to give it away for free, but then he ended up asking for like maybe $10,000 for the trademark itself. When in Spain, the trademark registrations cost 300, 400 euros. Okay, so that's probably.
It was for expenses, so.
Yeah, something. Expenses. For expenses on defending the trademark, which he hadn't done at all, because for the whole time that we were talking with the guy, there was already Debian Mirror, there were all the Debian derivatives in Spain, including Debian names, so Guadalina say this is Debian based, and there were magazines providing Debian CDs, so I mean, he couldn't at all see he was defending his trademark. Eventually, we found that all this discussion was moot because we didn't notice until beginning this year that the Deben trademark didn't register it. It registered in like 3 or 4 different chapters of the trademark sections, but not in software section. So we ended up saying, okay, we're going to let him go. This is kind of stupid. We're not going to try to defend trademark in one section we didn't know. We were not actually using it. It's not registered in the US. Actually, we should have known better about trademark law. We had some policy on what's legal, what's not. We could have prevented all the stupid talking about that all these years, because we would have known from the beginning that he was not actually, you know, going into the section that trademark is registered.
This is, I have to say, this is the first I've heard of this. Has this been?
It was on Debian, probably.
Yeah. It was on Debian, what, very recently?
No.
But, yeah, it was.
I must have missed that. Did you know about this?
I wasn't aware that it had sorted itself out.
Maybe, yes.
You got 3 members of the SPED where
you got 3 members of the SPED board here, and we don't know. And I do normally read Debian private, so.
No, this was in SPI private, I believe. In some point in time.
It wasn't just from SPI private, because I'm not on that mailing list.
No, it was not. I don't remember right now, but actually, what we got there.
I don't think we can all have been slapped, can we?
Yeah, actually, I mean, the sections that the guy registered trademarking has been there from the very first time when I sent an email to SPI with all the paperwork the guy had done. So none of us noticed that he was actually not registering that on the ARC. So that's from the very first email about this stuff. We provided all the information of the sections, and everybody missed it. But so
we don't need Spanish, so
I wasn't on the board then. So.
But nice. So until recently, we didn't. I think it was maybe when we discussed this again in might have been between the first might have been January, February this year. We noticed, hey, well he's not even in this section, so we're going to let it go. I mean, we're not going to pursue it.
I'm very glad now that I kept. We kept stalling this all this time until we found somebody who knew what the fuck was going on.
Well, that's what that comes up for. But we didn't pursue anymore the back and forth powers to get to litigate against this guy, which was one of the things the Spanish developers were pushing for last year, or maybe 2 years ago. So we didn't ask for that anymore because we said, well, what's the use? But I think all the information was there from the beginning. But either way, there was actually 2 cases here. The guy that registered the trademark, which is a different case from the guy that registered the domain, which is at NASA. So that one. So that, those are two different things.
Let me interrupt you. If the trademark has not yet been registered in Spain in the software category, why are we not immediately registering it in the software category?
We didn't have one. We didn't do it at the time. That was when we talked about it. Because when we originally talked about trademarks in the EU in the European Union, somebody said, I think it was. Who was it?
I think it was Joey.
Joey Hess?
Martin
Schulz. Martin Schulz, yeah. That I remember the emails about this, that we actually, the Spanish Debian Association asked for a license for SPI. I wanted to register a trademark, and we didn't do it because we were told that the trademark was going to be registered European wide. So if there were local registrations, that would mean that registration wouldn't be able to complete. But that was about 3 years ago, and I don't know if that went forward.
The local registration will interfere with the...
Yeah, because as soon as the trademark is registered in European-wide, in the European registration for the trademark registration, it applies to all countries. But if you already have the trademark registered in a given country, then you cannot do that. So we were told not to do it.
If I remember correctly, the way it sort of goes is you register it in one country, it then it doesn't automatically, but you can get it pushed up to a Europe-wide thing.
where it then sits for a while and filters down into all the other countries. But if there's a problem, it bounces back up again.
Actually, when I last
or something like that.
It's, you can do it directly in a European market, and it goes down.
It's been a while since I
checked. So, are we doing anything about this? And if not, why not?
Do what?
Are we doing this?
Can this be done by some UK person? We've got local deputy in the UK is very active. We've got an SPI board member in the UK. Two now. Yeah. This should not be a problem. But I don't remember this. Maybe Neil knows more about this.
I think this was lost amongst the death of the trademark committee, because I think the people in the trademark committee were of this fact from the beginning.
Right.
Because I remember talking about this in Oslo about 2 years or 3 years ago.
Well, do you know any reason why we shouldn't register it just for Europe-wide?
I don't know any reason why.
Sure, it seems like obviously the right thing to do, unless it's extremely expensive, but it's not.
It's not that expensive. No.
Okay, right, well, I'll take that. Neil and I will take that offline and we will sort this out. If it can be sorted out.
So,
write down.
So, however, when we talk about this, well, I was not involved in the trademark committee, I have to say that. That was some other people. But from what I remember at Oslo, we're right now at the same point we were like 3 years ago. We're not doing anything more to enforce the trademark. We still don't have a policy on how are we going to enforce the trademark, if we're going to, or even guidelines to the developers in their countries of what they should or not do regarding the trademark. And I think that's where the point we stand now on where we should be working on. So the point is, from now on, do we reenact that committee or whatever, or the work on the trademark stuff? Do we let it, flow until maybe some of the misuse hits us in the face, or so it's either we do something now or we just keep going as it is. Right now, I think we haven't advanced too much. We don't have a policy, or we have a draft policy that is right here, I think. Which is rather simple.
And
that's macros.
Sorry, can I just get this straight? We have a trademark committee.
SPI. By the way, SPI had a trademark committee.
What did they end up doing?
I don't know. I was
no idea.
They didn't report.
Yeah, no report. It ended up with no reports.
I think it just ran into the sand. It's not. I think they were going to write some policy document or something, but. You know,
was it the trademark committee that we got a report from at last board meeting, wasn't it?
Yes, but that was not a report on this time.
Yeah.
This was just for.
So it does this. We have had a report in the last.
So first of all, who are the members of the trademark committee? That would be the first question.
Well, there's
MJ.
MJ.
And I'm not sure about anyone else's.
If you have a look at the
www.spi-inc.org/secretary.
MJ is not here, right?
MJ's already gone home.
He's watching the stream. He's watching
the stream. Should be Mickey somewhere?
Is he watching the stream?
Mickey
is here?
Yeah.
There you go.
So he's on RSA?
Membership.
Yeah, he was in hashtag.
Oh, there's a lot of people in that one.
Great
parents. Great parents. For the worst.
So, all current DPL. What the hell was this drafted? Martin has been DPL for quite a long time. Membership is opened by subscribing to the mailing list. So, is it in fact the case that only Mako and MJ Ray are actually doing anything?
I don't think Mako is doing anything currently.
Didn't he write that draft?
Yeah,
that's an old draft.
Yeah, that's an old draft. He has online, and that's the only thing I've found related to the committee. Which is actually not on SPI, but on his website.
Okay, so maybe we should agree what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got this open use logo, the Swirl logo, and are we all agreed that this Swirl logo we're just going to let?
Yeah.
We'll keep the trademark to stop anybody else screwing us over, but we're not going to try and stop anybody using it.
I believe the exact phrase was SPI isn't going to enforce it as an unregistered trademark or whatever, except to make sure it's still available for everyone to use.
Right. In particular, we're not going to attempt to make sure that it stays a trademark. If it becomes diluted, then that's fine.
Yes, yeah, that's fine.
Right.
long as it's available for everyone to use, that's the...
The official use logo, we don't care about because, I mean, nobody wants to use it, and so we're just going to...
That's no longer true if you look at the t-shirt next to you.
Right. But in practice, we don't really need to worry about that very much, and we don't... I mean, does this room care very much what the license is on that logo?
So the copyright license for both logos is to be the MIT once that's announced, and we've worked out appropriate ways to announce it without confusing everybody. And the usage trademark license of that logo is to ask the DPL to give authorization, and it's got to be related to Debian and related to official Debian or Debian derivative or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And with respect to the word Debian, we have... Is this proposal of Nepos? So we've got the word Debian as well.
Yeah, yes.
And we're proposing to use this word, the word Debian and the official use logo in the same way, and give it the same license.
No, you can't. Maybe, I don't know. We don't have a real policy for it yet. The only thing I know of is the policy on if you want to call a group of people hacking on Debian something official, you can call it something or other Debian Labs. So we've got SLX Debian Labs. That's a policy Martin made when he was DPL at some point.
Right. But in general, the word Debian, we've not really issued licenses for. We've not broad blanket license for any particular class of thing, and we've issued some specific licenses for people to do specific things, and aside from that, anybody else using the word Debian, we will get into an argument with.
We will decide on a case-by-case basis whether we'll bother getting into
it. Well, we might decide to get into an argument with them, or we might send them a license.
Or we might just ignore them.
That's not a sensible policy. We mustn't ignore them. We must either decide that what they're doing is okay and formally permit them to do it, or we must threaten them with lawyers.
Ask them to stop.
We need to ask them to stop in a firm and convincing manner.
He's a naughty boy.
Right, so is that the general understanding? Because that's not written down anywhere, as I understand it.
Not a
big part of the problem at the moment is there isn't a trademark policy.
It's what we should be doing, it's not what we are doing.
Yeah.
Right.
Getting a policy written down is actually very important.
So, and
having that at the website, at SPI also, that's...
Individual Debian developers in particular countries who are part of some kind of local country organisation should be encouraged to attempt to register this trademark and transfer it to SBI or to their local associated money thing, and should talk to the DPL about this.
Yeah, I think they should have both trademark and the domain, so people don't get confused because those are the
kind
of
things
that I mean.
Domain names aren't trademarks, but it's better to have both rather than try to use one to get the other.
So one thing we don't have is actually I was trying to start making it is a list of the different domains and where are they used and what for are they used. So we could actually ask developers that do have the domain to provide information of what they're doing with it.
Right, but if they're DDs, we're unlikely to have a problem with them. So if you're a DD and you're in some country where Debian dot some relevant domain in your country is not already registered, then you should register it and then register it first and ask questions later. And then somebody will be in touch. Or you should get in touch with somebody or park it or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, because actually it would be very easy to just point them to the main site. So yes, add DNS information to the main site. That's actually what some countries have done. They just take the main domain and point it to the Debian.org and that's it. So it forwards over there.
Are there any domains, any either ccTLDs or NTLDs that Debian.something isn't registered for, is available to us?
Debian.au.
Debian.au is not available yet,
right.
Maybe in the future.
Ah.
Debian.com.au, .org.au, .net.au, probably. There'll be hundreds
of countries where Debian might be registered.
Yeah. I'm still going to have all these.
Are we going to do an underarm.com?
Excuse me?
That's all before your time, and that can't be before your time.
What did you say?
Are we going to do an underarm.com? This was the very beginning of the, oh my god, what the fuck are they doing to our DNS? Where Procter & Gamble registered bodypart.com. Just because they thought they wanted to squat, basically. Right, so are we going to squat on Debian on everything? Right away. That might cost some money.
That would cost a fair bit of money.
I don't think
that's worthwhile. I think if we have...
Maybe asking just people to monitor that.
Okay.
I mean, locally.
Right, if we've got a DD in the country, then...
Then do it, otherwise who cares? I mean, realistically, we've got Debian.org. I mean, does it actually matter that much?
We've got the
big three, right? We've got Debian.org, Netcom. I'm struggling to believe... Maybe I'm just, this is hugely English centric, but I'm struggling to believe that it's actually that big a deal if we don't have Debian.org.
I don't think it's a deal. I think we have to monitor its use. I mean, we don't want somebody to set up Debian.fr and say that we have a mirror, which is
right, sure. But, so if we've got it, that's fine, we can monitor it, but I don't think we need to care about that.
I don't think we have to register every couple of domains just for Debian. I mean, if a local Debian developer wants to, there's actually already 247 registered.
So the question raised was, can we make sure Debian.bs is registered and points to the list.debian.org domain?
Debian.bs.
There we go.
It is.
Does it point to
that output? I mean, it was only up for a second or two, but...
But it looked like that domain does not actually exist. Could you bring that back up?
It doesn't. I don't know why it brings
that up. That looks like a generic wildcard thing to buy a WS domain.
Yeah, I think that's my ASP providing a generic...
Jeez.
Yeah. Is that actually three different...
What the fuck does that mean?
That my ASP is on crack, so they provide that. But those are the three domain servers, so that's the first one is my ASP, and those are the domain servers.
Oh, I see, right, okay.
It's only
just
the ASP
as well. Oh, okay.
My BS.
As you shoot all the information that came from your ISP out of these files, because then it might be true.
What is BS anyway?
Yeah.
Botswana or something?
Yeah, but Botswana wouldn't be in Spanish. Oh, right, because he's Spanish. No, I don't care.
Yeah, anyway, this is not hugely interesting, is it?
No. Do we have a plan for specific posts? Because now we're just browsing through talking about logos and everything.
The purpose of this bot is to try to figure out what the situation is and what the situation ought to be, and
yeah,
to decide who
forward.
Is going to
yeah.
do the things that need to be done to get from here to there. That's generally the purpose of meetings. So we've had the what the situation is. Has anybody written down some notes about... You've written down some notes about what we think the situation ought to be?
Yep.
For the three... So we've got three relevant trademarks.
Yes.
Right? And so we need to write some instructions for DDs. That's an action item. Somebody needs to write some instructions for DDs. And we also need to write some licenses, which many of these things have already been done, so we can just, like, when I say write licenses, get Mako's license, and if we like it, and then get these things approved by the DPL. So thinking about the trademark and copyright licenses for the logos and the name, so we don't want to be in a position where some downstream derivative of Debian don't go through and make some branding change that they're going to be violating any of our trademarks. Obviously with the copyright change they're not going to be violating our copyright. Is there anything in the current Debian system that you would
got a copyright registration certificate.
For the United States.
Sorry?
No, the United States, Samba had guys had this problem. Some nice person decided to rip off the entire Samba source code, and they had proof because their network went down and they were able to hold Perl scripts off the NFS systems that they were using. The public had was completely open access. It didn't help because they weren't able to, copyright law in the United States is very odd. You can, it applies, but you can't sue anybody and get any money from them. But you can if you have a copyright registration certificate.
The answer is no. No, pretty much no software in Debian has a copyright registration certificate. And we in Debian are not in a position to register the copyright because we're not the main copyright holders.
On the name.
Name is not copyright.
Name's not.
You're confusing copyright and trademarks. Please don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. And we do have the trademark stick.
Confusing words to avoid intellectual property.
Yes.
Right? So you've obviously lumped these things together in your head. You need to tease them apart.
Yes. One second.
If I were to take some Debian thing and hack it up a bit and then send it on to somebody, would I be violating the Debian trademark on the name Debian or on the logo? We don't use the official use logo in any branding in Debian, is that correct?
As far as I'm aware, we don't. Because it can't go in main.
Oh, I suspect it is in main in a couple of places. Mm. We don't use it extensively. I think you'd have to go out of your way to actually misuse the official.
But the word Debian, I mean, for example, the installer first screen says this is a Debian CD.
Yes.
And my presumably hacked up thing that wasn't a Debian CD would claim to be a Debian CD.
Oh, it would still be a Debian CD, but not be an official Debian CD.
And are the official Debian CDs built in a special room that causes the title to change?
I suspect so, but you have to look at the CD scripts.
Right. So it's fine if we do some special switch to turn on the use of our trademark, because that means that people who get our source code don't.
So there's already a bit of debranding stuff done in Ubuntu, which is incorporated into Debian through Debian installer. I haven't looked into the details, so I can't write on how it actually works.
Yeah, most of the installation doesn't explicitly name Debian, so it avoids that. That was done many months ago to provide Ubuntu for a way to use the installer without having to have all the strings and retranslate them, basically, which was the main issue.
Or some technical things to do with translation.
So in order to avoid to have all translated, Debian was removed from most places, and in those that it was still there, it was substituted with a variable, so they could hack the variable and change that with whatever they want.
So the question really is, I mean, deriving Debian is not, at the moment, very easy to do, to put it quite mildly, but it would be nice to make it easy to do, and one of the things that we ought to sort out is that when you derive from Debian, you don't naturally end up in the position where SPI lawyers have to come after you because you've got something in some script somewhere.
I believe most of the technical work for that is already done.
Oh, good. But it may not be actually complete. To be honest, we could probably put off actually sorting this out until the deriving from Debian becomes a
common thing.
It's common in the sense that there are whatever it is, 130 people doing it. But it's still very hard.
Yeah. Would it be worth writing another set of instructions for derivers?
I think in general, a set of instructions for derivers would be a very good thing. But at the moment, if you try to write a set of instructions for derivers, you would go mad.
That's what I was thinking about.
That could be part of the trademark policy.
I don't think you should. No.
Having a section for the driver saying you have to watch out for this and this and this, or we don't have to ask you for anything or ask you. You don't have to ask for the license, even though the technical features are not there yet. You can still say, please take care when you do this, so you don't put the name of Debian in your CDC distribute, or name it derivative like Debian whatever. Try to use different names. So that those kind of tips.
Right. We should definitely mention that in the trademark policy.
So, one other thing for derivatives is that there are quite a few derivatives out there who'd like to say we're based on Debian, but because it's trademarked, sure, how to do that without either violating the trademark or violating the social norms.
But based on, they can do that without violating the trademark.
Right. Well, no, at the moment, if they say, if they call themselves something or other Debian, then
yeah, so they definitely can't call themselves Trusted Debian, for example, because we've already gone at someone for doing that. And they probably could say based on Debian, but they're often just not confident enough to do that, so it would be useful to have an explicit policy that says, derivers, you should say you're based on Debian if you want to.
Right.
And
we approve of you saying you are based on Debian, if you are in fact substantially based on Debian.
Yeah, and even if that's not necessarily, even if you don't actually need a license for that legally, it would still be helpful for them to say it.
You go down to the Ubuntu man pages, many of them are saying this is based on Debian, and even some are rebranded in that way, so it's the same, this is Debian software, and the name of the Debian developer sometimes.
Well, having the name of the Debian developer in the author field is entirely correct.
Yeah,
of course, but there's a context for that specific application, even though they have modified it in their way and repackaged before we
So right now the policy doesn't cover that as far as
it doesn't mention it. It's probably okay according to trademark law in most jurisdictions because it's just a true fact and you're not confusing anything, right? But we don't expect our derivers, you know, they've got quite enough headache trying to get the damn thing to work without having to worry about trademark law. And it would be helpful if we just told them that A, you know, not only do we permit this, but we actually would like them to.
Were there going to be some special logo sticker things that people put on their websites?
I did try and get a deriving brand as distinct from the official use and the open use logos. And a reasonable number of people seem to say that why do we want a separate logo for this instead of just using this well? And at the time we kind of couldn't do that, but there's no reason for us not to do that now. So.
Right.
I mean,
yes, I think we should encourage derivers to use the swirl.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Can they do that now? I mean, they can do that now, right?
Right. According to the new policy, which may or not be fully promulgated, but I think a deriver can now be reasonably confident that they're not going to sue them, even if we haven't quite made it official.
Yes. I think they always could use it because the policy was you may use this to refer to the Debian project or the Debian distribution, which, based on Debian, is exactly what it's doing, right? But the question was whether that's actually what we wanted to just do. And so, does anyone here disagree?
Many of the logos that were suggested special derived logos were dreadful as well.
Yeah. And the one that I quite liked was kind of wanted for a different sub-project than Debian anyway, so.
So do we encourage the use of the logo as a in a different logo, so like getting it part of the logo?
We encourage them to take our swirl and do something nice with it. Right, exactly, you know, if they want to do a swirl of the castle, or they want to build the swirl into their own logo and trademark it, or if they want to have the swirl in amongst a little pile of things at the bottom of their website, whatever they like. We should encourage them to make full and free use of it, or something, very encouraging phrase like that.
There's actually something that's already been done.
Is the official logo the sort of always red?
Yes.
Yeah, because then they could make a blue sort of.
So that raises up.
What the hell?
You can find. Oh, there's actually some very nice logos.
Oh, what was the top one? That's cool.
Yeah. And there's one.
It's
there's actually one.
Reference to our release schedules.
You see, there was one that I found very nice. But there's a lot of
Right, okay, this is getting a bit.
So, we have an agenda for after meeting then. Keep working on it. So, that's going to change, right? The MIT license, we probably have to write some trademark policy.
So, there's two. The thing really is a trademark policy is the wrong way, right?
Uh-huh.
We need two separate documents, one of which is a set of licenses. A license is formally a legal permission to do something, and that document should also address some of the informal encouragements we want to do, and that's an instruction to people who might want to use these logos and the word Debian and so forth.
That's true.
Okay.
And there's a separate document which should probably be in the developer's reference or something, which says, if you are a DD, how you should behave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, guidelines on
what you should do and who you should talk to and stuff like that.
Okay. So we're all set. So that's some things we can send. I can send this. We can send this into project. In case there's somebody. Yeah. Good. So done. Next talk then. Is there any talk up with this one?
Half an hour, actually. You have 15 more minutes.
So,
it's
actually,
you have 50 more minutes.
So,
it is.